Hallelujah. Now, turn your Bible with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Pastor, sorry, I want to digress from the burden of that we've been considering. Something happened to me. This is there is something that God wants me to release. So I may digress a little from the emphasis of the week just to prosecute the burden that is upon my heart from the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Quickly, turn your Bible with me, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Now, most of you here may not know my friend. If you see me, you see him. I'm talking about Evangelist Peter. He's based in Brazil. And he's in our midst today. I would like to formally introduce him to every one of us. In the name of Jesus. He's a rugged man of God. A rugged man of God. And one of the things that the Lord is doing is that he's making us more one with each other, forging an alliance of honorable men so that we can together wage a more global warfare against the dominion of darkness. So, I introduce Evangelist Peter. We'll be ministering together this evening. So let me fulfill my quota, and he will come on board. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, please stay with me today. Stay with me today. This one coming now is from the Lord. Express from God. Express from God. So stay with me today. There is an inheritance that will come to your life. I pray you can receive it in the name of Jesus. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. For if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Stay with me, please. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Is this scripture? Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me this evening. So Paul says, for we know that if our outward tabernacle, he's talking about our body, because what gives you license to function in this three-dimensional world? This world is not for spirits. This world is not a world for spirits. It's a world of space, of time, and of matter. You will notice in the book of Luke chapter 49, you will notice Jesus said something when he resurrected from the dead, and he wanted to prove to his apostles that he was indeed back from the dead, not to go back to the dead again. You know, he visited the camp, the conclave of the apostles, And unfortunately, Thomas was not present. And when they told Thomas that the Lord had visited, Thomas did not believe. So 8 days later, the Bible says Jesus just appeared in their midst. And he went straight to Thomas. Because the reason for his appearance was Thomas's doubt. And he told Thomas a few things. He said, touch my hand. So if he could be touched, it means that he was not a ghost. And meanwhile, you need to know, are you with me? That he had matter for Thomas to what? He said, behold me and see. It means he was covering space. Alright? And that event happened in real time. He said, for his spirit has not flesh and bones as ye see me have. So a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones. You know, in Bible school we're taught that man is a spirit. He possesses a soul and he lives in a body. You were also taught that too. It's not in the Bible. The Bible says there is a spirit in man. The Bible never said man is a spirit. The Bible says God is spirit. John chapter 4 verse 24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible says, who maketh his angels spirits and his public servants flames of fire. Never said man is a spirit. He said man has a spirit. And Jesus said, a spirit does not have flesh and bones as ye see me have. Now please conduct an investigation quickly. Does your neighbor have flesh and bones? Oh my. The Lord will help us. Does your neighbor have flesh and bones? If your neighbor has flesh and bones, it means your neighbor is not a spirit. By Jesus' definition. So your Bible school is wrong. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as he see me have. It's in the book of 1 Thessalonians that man was defined to be a tripartite being. For the Bible says that God has an agenda to sanctify us wholly, spirit, soul, and body. As far as holy, to sanctify us what? Holy, spirit, soul, and body. That's what man is. Man is not spirit. That's why it's called man. The product is called man. And the configuration is spirit, soul. Now the emphasis in my reading in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is your body. It says, we know that if our earthly vessel of this tabernacle were dissolved. He's talking about the body. That this body, physical body, because of the corruption that came into this ecosystem, the ecosystem of the visible creation on the account of the fall of man, our body has taken on a mode that is irreparable. And the destiny of this body is that it will be dissolved. And so the Bible says that if our outward vessel, tabernacle, is dissolved, it said, don't weep. We have a building in the heavens. Are you with me? That building in the heavens is right there now. It's already there. But you cannot, it won't come on you permanently now because it's in the heavens. That was the building that Jesus wore when he resurrected. That one doesn't have any corruption in it. And that's why when you get to heaven and you see Jesus, you will know him, you will identify him, because the wound is still there. One of the first things he did when he resurrected from the dead was that he came to the apostles and he showed them his wounds. But you don't want to show God your wound. the day you went out and touched another woman, then you hit the wound. The day you took off like a tornado and you violated the principles of God, if your healing will begin, you must show the wound. You will see his wound is still there till now. Hallelujah. So even in his resurrected body, his wound remained. And that's what he brought and used as a tool of getting Thomas to believe that he was the Jesus that died, that has now risen from the dead. They couldn't comprehend it because they did not understand that we have another tabernacle in the heavens. Now, see, what Paul is saying is that it is actually possible for you to loan your spiritual body for a time. That's what Paul is saying. It's a technology. He said, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that we've been clothed, we shall not be found naked. The evidence, are you with me? The evidence to prove that you have been loaned your spiritual body for a time, because it's not time for us to put it on permanently, but Paul is saying it is possible for you to place a demand on heaven and loan that body and wear it for a time. And he said the evidence that your request was granted is that when you become clothed, you will not be found naked. Please, can you underline naked there? Because those are terminologies that we are going to work with this night. If you are clothed, the evidence to show that that clothing is on you is that you will not be found what? Please follow me carefully. You will not be found naked. Now let me take you to the Garden of Eden. Maybe you understand what I'm talking about, because a few of us are naked here. Oh, it is when you come face to face with darkness, and darkness intends to administer injury to you. If that attempt can work, it means you were naked. For this cause, it is needful for us once and again to place demand on our tabernacle. We desire earnestly. We groan in this body. And the desire is that we might be clothed upon. And when you are clothed upon, you are going to begin to see the powers of immortality in a measured form manifest through your life in time. Because the Bible reveals that it is possible for us to actually taste of the powers of the age that is to come. Did you get to that point? Now, I need to take you to Genesis. In the book of Genesis, when Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and God called out in the garden and said, Adam, where art thou? Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. The last time I checked, if you are physically naked and somebody is tiptoeing to come and see you, the emotion of being discovered in that state is that you are going to be ashamed. But Adam said, I heard thy voice coming in the garden and I was afraid. And the reason why I was afraid was because I was naked. You see, that nakedness is not physical nakedness. It's a nakedness that makes you vulnerable. It makes you afraid, not ashamed. Are you following me? We are trying to build it. Because many of us here are still naked. When God begins to advance in your direction, your nakedness will become obvious.
when Satan begins to advance in your direction, your nakedness also will become. Is that a runaway? And I hid myself because I was naked. Hallelujah. It was in the book of John that Jesus began to pray. And Jesus made a strange request from the Father. He asked the Father to clothe him with the glory that he had in the beginning. Hallelujah. He made that request. And I don't know why Jesus made that request until recently. Clothe me with the glory that I had in the beginning. And he came to... Are you still with me? Oh my God. You are not with me. Let me break it down more. Are you there? The evidence that we have been clothed is that we will not be found what? Verse 5 now shows us the technology that makes it possible for us to be clothed in the first place. Verse 5 says, now he that had wrought for us the selfsame thing is God, who had given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. That's the technology. The word earnest in Greek means down payment. It means deposit. Now, for instance, are you here with me? Stay with me. For instance, I want to buy your Bible. And this Bible is on the shelf. And I come to the bookshop and they tell me that it's 5,000. Unfortunately, I don't have 5,000. And I dropped the 3,000 that I had. That's the earnest of this book. It's a down payment for this book. The down payment guarantees that even if somebody comes with 7,000 and the shopkeeper has integrity, my deal still exists and it cannot be manipulated. Is that clear? The next thing is, the day I come back with the 2,000 and add to my 3,000, then I have the right to go away with the book. Is that true? So that's the technology by which the church is going to be raptured. Because right now, what you are operating with is a deposit, is a down payment. It is because it is a down payment that you can still be trapped in time, trapped on the shelf. If the master comes and makes the additional deposit for the product, he would take it. So the measure of the Spirit that you have now is a measure you can have and still operate in the three-dimensional world. It doesn't mean that this is the highest measure that is available. Oh, you are not with me? You are not following? I want to take you to a mountain, a place where men change. There is still yet a measure of the Spirit that you can carry, and if you contact that measure, you will not be able to walk in ministry of health. This three-dimensional world will not be able to trap you down. We will be withdrawn into the frame of reference that is suitable for the level of deposit that we carry. And so Jesus placed demand on heaven and told the Father, clothe me with the glory that I had with you in the beginning. So he prayed that prayer and he received witness that the Father has answered. Now the answer to that prayer, the manifestation of that prayer, is in the book of Matthew chapter 17. Come with me. Just precept upon precept. Come with me. Matthew chapter 17 will see the answer to the prayer. If you are still here, say amen. Matthew 17 verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain. Are you with me? Now you see, when the Father wanted to manifest that for which the Son was praying, what did he do? He told him the location that he needs to go to, because that transfiguration was going to take place in a location. So after 6 days that he had tarried, he rose up on the seventh and called Peter, James, John. Say, let's go somewhere. And when he went there, he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, they appeared unto them Moses and Elias. Wait, that's too fast. We need to take that verse 2 again from another translation. King James seems complicated in this matter. Because, are you with me? When he got to that mountain top, he began to transform. And the reason why he was transforming was because another measure was being added. So there were measures that were added. His face became as bright as light. The same kind of configuration that captured Moses' face when he went to be with God. Moses glowed. Moses was an example of the height of the prophetic ministry as far as Israel was concerned. And if God said that he was going to raise a prophet like unto Moses, they were expecting someone that would glow. Are you still with me? Can I move you further? Do you remember that when Stephen was about to be stoned to death, do you remember that he began to glow? See, if it was true that they were waiting for the manifestation of the word of the Lord, they should have stopped the execution process, because they were expecting a prophet like Moses. And the sign of Moses was that he had the ability to glow. But the prophet like unto Moses that the Bible spoke about was actually Jesus. But he did not do this glowing in a crusade. He went to the mountaintop, and when he got up there, the measure began to increase. And then there was a certain measure that came. Why I'm consulting another translation is to show you that it happens in slow motion. It's not as if it happened boom. Because if you read King James, you would think it just boom. No, it began to happen gradually. And his tabernacle in the heaven started becoming downloaded in measures of divine capacity and measures of immortal reality. He began to saturate his earthen vessel. He went beyond it and overtook his garment, and his garment began to. Are you getting it? So, and God decided to stop the process just at the interface point. The highest level ever possible for a human to contain and still remain here. So it's at the interface point that God stopped. And so, do you get it to that point? Alright, so. There are several things you cannot do with this tabernacle. There are dimensions of God that are not common, but they are there. There is a level of feeling you can actually receive, you will suspend physically. You suspend. Sometimes, if God wants you to know that He's with you, He just feels you a little more. Allows a portion of the tabernacle to set in, and the operation of that tabernacle is not consistent with this three-dimensional world. There will be a manifestation that is so strange to behold in this world. Because the Bible says that there were some that have tasted of the powers of the age to come. They tasted it here. Alright. So, still there in Matthew chapter 17, he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine like the sun, and his raiment was white as light. Then suddenly he now had company. You know, are you with me? The encounter he had when he saw Moses, see, he had company. You see, when you begin to wear this garment and the intensity of the deposit begins to increase, one of the things that will be available, one of the signs, is that you can interact with heavenly company. Yes, I know you have dreamt sometimes and you saw some people, you didn't know them. That the level of anointing is small. If it rises higher, you'll be able to see Elijah and know, oh, this is Elijah, this is Joel. Because that garment will make you to operate more in the immortal realm, and you operate in it naturally. And in that immortal realm, there's a resident capacity of discernment that is built into that realm. So when you get there, you don't need to introduce yourself. The database carries your information, and anyone can access it. And that's why you will notice that on this Transfiguration Mount, there was no need for introduction. They were not there when Moses was doing what he did, but when Moses appeared, and all of these reactions taking place is because Jesus was being transformed. His transformation captured some heavenly personalities, brought them into view. You know, in the Old Testament, if you contacted God, you contact him secondhand, either through a prophet or through a book, the law. And the law and the prophets had to come submit their authority, because the kingdom had come. And in the kingdom, God wants to reach every individual personally. The law has second-hand measures, but the kingdom has direct measures. And that's why ministry in the New Testament is actually bringing people to a point where they can hear God for themselves. The mediatorial facility is not required, but just need coaching, guidance, so that the least among God's can become as strong as David. There's inherent capacity because God has invested himself in your vessel. And if you learn how to walk with the possibilities of that investment, your life cannot be natural. Everyone has that potential. But until you begin to understand the lessons of maturity, to disbelieve what your eyes see and what your ears hear, because time itself and space is a lie. In the realm of realms, there is no space and there is no time. There is a perpetual continuum and an eternal now. Yes, when you begin to touch these matters, you will start disbelieving what the realm of space and time is throwing at you, and you will be fixed on an immortal realm that changes not. When you see a man in the midst of corruption, see a man in a place where it is easy to compromise, and he's standing his ground, it is because he has seen something. You will never have debt until you see. And Jesus wanted those three disciples to become pillars in the days to come. So he wanted to do something that will engender debt. He said, come, come. This time, it's not about talking. You will see today. And he was transformed before the affair. I have a question for you. What seest thou? Because the only thing you see is your poverty. Meanwhile, when Apollo 11 went to the moon and they took a snapshot of the earth, the only thing that was seen was Africa. They did not see your poverty. They did not see that you are a black man. They did not see that you come from Abia State, Abuleri. What do you see? What you see is dependent on the measure that you carry. When you begin to carry higher measures, you will see your vista will change. There were many times when God wanted to train his prophets. He wanted to train their visionary capacity. He will ask them, what do you see? Because the proof of life is consciousness. If you are running on the scale of human life, you will see human things. If you are running on the scale of divine life, you will see divine things. And what makes one man different from the other is what they see. And so God comes again and he says, what do you see? Oh my God. I was in the village right there and we began to pray together. Began to pray. Then I began to see that I was a preacher preaching from nation to nation. And in the midst of that poverty, it was very difficult for you to believe that anything could change in the heart of a place in Kogi State. I saw how that I was going with the gospel. At that time, I was still a stammerer. I was wondering how a stammerer could be a herald of the kingdom, an emissary of light. I was wondering. And God had to take time to show me the visions many, many times. Then in spite of the fact that I was a stammerer, I could see that I will be a preacher. My possibilities began to change because my sight changed. If you still see yourself as a poverty-stricken entity walking in the heart of Lugbe without any helper, God will be handicapped in your case. Because God needs to heal your sight. And if he wants to do that, what he does is that he grants that the eyes of your understanding that become enlightened. New set of possibilities are in view when you see differently. What seest thou? Today, 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 the Lord sent me to you today. He sent me. Because this is a birthplace of that which God has spoken about for so long. I never knew that today was the day. I never knew until he woke me up. He woke me up in the night and said, that day you prayed about, that day you interceded for has come. My people will be clothed again with the garment tabernacled in the heaven. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? Have you become a creature that has been formed and created by circumstances and situations? I see beyond my trouble. I see beyond my poverty. I see beyond the things that hold me down. If the devil can't take what you see away from you, he cannot take your destiny. Heal our eyes. Wash our eyes with eyes up, that we might see. Heal us, and let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Something is going to come from Nigeria. It will be so strong that it will rattle the foundation of many nations. A voice will rise like in the days of John the Baptist. It will be said again that the voice of one that cried in the wilderness. Listen to me, our wilderness journey as a nation is ended. The Lord proclaims a new day. A new day comes upon us. A new day arises for us.
church is too late to throw in the towel. A new season has been proclaimed from heaven, and a door has been opened. For a new season is upon us. A new time has come upon us. You will not be naked. 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 Amara sauce saila tambre kova sapa.
That were called, we connect with their intercession and their prayers. Mantles, thrones allocated to territories and to nations. Grant, O God, that our voice will pass into the courts of heaven. Look with great favor and mercy. That in the season of this change of God, look upon us with mercy. That our names might be mentioned in heaven. That giants, mighty men like Abino the Ezraite, like Shammah the son of Agi, will rise from amidst us. Men that fear no devil, no demon. Alimosile. And when you are there, 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 when you are there.
name of God pray. Laiso Salamander. Raskeva la Bosame. Let Roskete Tama Susa Sali. Raito Kabasamantale. Eskibra Habatakoma. Laiso Matembe. Kasakolia. Raskiso Mantale Mandali.
In the heavens, the chronicles begin. Indeed, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one shall become a strong nation. For though thy beginning be small, thy later end it shall greatly increase. For the Lord shall exalt thy horn as the horn of a unicorn. You shall be anointed with fresh oil. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. I want to do two things before I welcome the evangelist to continue the ministration. Yes. Pastor Victor, where are your team members? Where are all your team members? You may be seated. And don't come with a baby, okay? I saw some people in the spirit. If you are a pastor or a minister in the congregation, you can join. You too, you can join. Hey, you. Touch her. Join them. Join. There are seven of us. Seven of you here. Today we mark a new moment, new day in your kingdom engagement. I see the books open. The books, they're open. I will lay hands on Pastor Victor and then I'll begin to speak. And God will honor my words. Thank you for opening the book. And today, in the name of Jesus, I ask that the grace that is needed to prosecute your kingdom errand in this city, using your servant as a point of contact, I ask, O God, that grace be released. Don't say amen, don't worry. Let that grace be released.
Let that grace be released. Let that grace be released. Okay, it's coming stronger now. And the Lord is going to equip you with grace. Oh my God. There are two people I see that the hand of God is descending upon strong. The Spirit of God is doing a work in your spirit. It's doing a work in your spirit. He's 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 doing a work in your spirit. I'm seeing a prayer mat. And God is increasing the rank of an intercessor among you. And the anointing is coming. The anointing is coming stronger. I'm seeing the fire of an evangelistic calling. And God is activating, increasing that fire. It's increasing the momentum of that fire. There is an evangelist that is standing among you people that God is empowering. He's empowering that evangelist. He's empowering the evangelist. He's empowering that evangelist. I see a new page open. A new page is open. There's one of you, you will speak in a strange tongue at the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. It's a gift of utterance. The gift of utterance. Utterance. Now I pray for the prophets. I pray for ears that hear. I pray for eyes that see. I pray, oh God, for enlargement of capacity. See and hear by the Holy Ghost. Let the flames of fire become your dwelling place. Let your rank be increased in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Let your rank be increased. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you a voice. A voice. Receive your inheritance. In the name of Jesus. From today you will know no fear. You will not turn back in the face of the battle. God will increase you greatly and make you stronger than all your enemies. Go in this thy mind. May the Lord answer for you in the day of trouble. In the name of Jesus. Yes, if you can go back, you can go back. That's if you can go back. The ones that cannot go back, just leave them. Just leave them. Now that the books of Abuja are open, I ask for renovation. Renovation. What's that hill called? That big hill. Zuma. From the foot of the Zuma rock. The black magicians that have practiced sorcery on the mountaintop. The powers that have been conjured. Forces of darkness that they hold in store. Oh, Lord, we ask that you arise and let your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. That which wants to fight the holy nation, that wants us to hide in caves like in the day of Gideon. We have discovered your treachery. and in the court of justice, judgment, and equity. We overthrow the altars that service your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Let judgment begin from tonight. Let judgment begin from tonight. Let judgment begin from tonight. Let the tables be overturned in the name of Jesus. That which was buried in the earth, we command that the earth rejects it now. Let the earth reject it now. Reject it now in the name of Jesus. It is written that all power belongs to God. And anything that has been raised in the city that is a symbol of power which God has not planted, may it be uprooted now. Now. In the name of Jesus. I see seven cloven tongues of fire. Seven cloven tongues of fire as I do. That's the last thing I will do. It is the spirit of prayer that is being distributed. Because the quorum is not sufficient to bring about territorial legislation. And God is going to be conscripting more intercessors. The flames of fire are coming down. There are seven intercessors. God is increasing your rank. He's increasing your rank. He's increasing your rank. He's increasing your rank. It's increasing your rank. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Increase the rank. Increase the rank. Let the voice of the intercessors in Abuja be like the voice of many waters. Let the rank be increased. Let the rank be increased in the name of Jesus. Anybody here and the devil has been contending with your destiny, today in the name of Jesus, I command that hold, break now. The books are open. And the hand of the mighty God of heaven is stretched forth. I see stretch forth. I see the hand of God stretch forth. Nigeria shall be free. I love for sick. Apremo kosamali makadia. Aleposi makaposke. Let this day be your day. The day of your reborn. Let fresh things, new things, unprecedented things begin to take place in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. May the hand of the Lord rest upon you continually in the name of Jesus. Listen. I see in the spirit. Now, an angel of the Lord flying as though it is the bulb on a pendulum. And when I probed deeper, I discovered that this angel was dispatched because of a lady in this hall. A lady. A lady, I see white raiment, that is in the hand of that angel. And at the count, yes, he came because of a lady. He came because of a lady. He came, yes, he came because of a lady. Lord, help me find. If there's another lady, help me find her. 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 Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm seeing an angel removing something from somebody's umbilical cord. Umbilical cord. I command that yoke to break.
Ah. There's somebody you used to have hearing challenge on your left ear, and the challenge comes and goes. There are sometimes the ear is blocked, sometimes it's released partially, sometimes you can hear a little bit better. There's contention with your left ear. If you're here, you wave your hand so that I can see you. There is a challenge with your left ear. Left ear, come. Okay. If you smoke, is it just one person? All right, left ear. Let the mantle that was released because of you, let it come upon him in the name of Jesus. Let the mantle come upon you in the name of Jesus. Just put your hand in that ear. Cover it, block it. There's somebody here in bondage because I see the Lord taking my spirit into a dark corridor. A dark corridor. It tells me that someone is bound in the darkness. I command the fetters upon your feet to be broken. Let the chains be dissolved. I call you forth. I call you forth in the name of Jesus Christ. You deafening spirit, I break your chains. I arrest you. I command you be bound. Loose him and go. Loose him. Okay, you can check your ear. Go, please help him test it. Test the ear. Test the ear. Can you help him test it? Test it. Let him block this one, and then test for me, please. Test. Oh ho 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 ho. In a manner. Is he hearing what you're saying? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, you heard that. Now your ear, oh my, he's hearing now. Now let me release an oil for you, an anointing. Don't worry. Let me release an anointing. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey! Kabatu ali grabasiko male. Romesa, Ikosala, Brasketo Mo Samina, La Bronta, Barates Cobre. I ask, O God, that his destiny be open tonight. I say, be open, be open. Go in this thy might. And may the things that were impossible be made possible after tonight in the name of Jesus. Go for it.